Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
It ain't no joke. I like to buy the world a token. Teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. And teach the world to snuff the fires and the liars. Hey, I know it's just a song, but it's fast for the recipe. This is a love attack.
All right, welcome back to it. I want you to go find something for me. Here's your assignment for the day. Go to YouTube and find Red Pill Black and start watching these short videos. Trust me. Trust me on this. Red Pill Black. This young woman is going to... Well, she's going to make you chuckle. That's for sure. Her name is Candace Owens, a young black woman who said that telling her parents that she was a conservative, coming out very, very, very interesting videos here. And she said many, many liberals are now having that red pill moment, stolen from the Matrix, you know, the red pill moment, take the blue pill or the red pill to escape the fake notion of who you are and get to reality, take a red pill. He said more and more liberals are having red pill moments because of the antics of people like Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and all of these other radical left-wing groups and ideologies that people that thought they were liberals for all these years, well, more and more liberals taking the red pill, people of all ages, ethnicities, describing red pill moments, personal awakenings that are, if you will, triggering them to reject leftist narratives. So I'd like you to go look at Candace Owens. Red Pill Black is her spot on YouTube. And then go to stevegruber.com. Send me a note. By the way, that's where you can send me notes. We'll read your mail here on the program from time to time. Send me a note, stevegruber.com. Send us a letter. Send us what you're thinking. You can also post comments on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. We'll read those from time to time as well. You know, the more common sense, the more likely you are to get on the air here with your comments. Of course, coming up on Free for All Friday, you can get your comments on the air directly when you call. All right, so speaking of, by the way, in Red Pill Black, she's talking about triggering and safe spaces and all the nonsense. One of her posts, I don't care about Charlottesville, the KKK, or white supremacy, where Candace points out, I mean, there are, what, 6,000 Klansmen left in our nation? And you want me to actually process that as a legitimate fear every day when I wake up? Sounds like she'd fit in right here with the conversations that we have. Sounds like old Candace would fit in right here on the Steve Gruber Show. Now, I've read a lot of excerpts from What Happened, as if Hillary can't figure it out, but apparently she can't. I could probably help her with some therapy, too. What Happened, the latest chapter in Hillary Clinton's public display of victimhood, finger-wagging, and blame-mongering. In reading these passages or listening to her read them, I mean, in simple terms, it's nauseating. Hillary Clinton is like a child unable to accept responsibility for her actions, and she refuses to believe that the consequences of not winning the election were in any way directed from her behavior. I mean, I don't know if she honestly believes this BS that she wrote in this book or is simply delusional. But she's passing blame in large helpings while giving herself basically a pass for the most part. Oh, you know, I was wrong about this or that, but hey. And I tried to remember, and I went back and did a little looking, and I didn't find any post-mortem, self-congratulatory victimhood book tours following other failed presidential candidates, and I don't think you do either. Let's see, Romney or McCain. Heck, Al Gore skipped rehashing the whole tired mess. Even after Florida's hanging Chad's fiasco, but not Hillary. No, not Hillary. She's fighting to remain relevant and in the public eye. And she's doing a book tour across America for What Happened, and people are actually turning out. And so I think that becomes a self-delusional circle. Now, it seems many Democrats are also thinking they're getting a black eye of it as a result and wish she'd just go away. But she won't. I can assure you, Hillary Clinton's not going anywhere. She may even be contemplating a return to the race in 2020, which, by the way, I'd be fully in support of. Come on. Come on, you would too. You'd like to have Hillary back because it would mean another tawdry slide down memory lane with that strong, rancid locker room smell. Come on, it'd be good political theater. Another chance to see the lovely clown car of inside the Beltway liberal politics. And that's not restricted to Democrats either. It's on both sides. But it'd be on display all the way from Arkansas to Chappaqua. Maybe the new slogan would be, the thirds for her. The thirds for her. The thirds for her. People could hold up three fingers. The thirds for her. Or some other inane slogan that would mean absolutely nothing to the middle class or working people here in America. And I mean absolutely nothing. But that's, you know, that's what they're working for. Now let's see, who is she blamed so far? Well, first there's Bernie, and then there's Trump. James Comey, the Russians, white supremacists, bigots in general, misogynists, deplorables, of course, Bill's bimbos, old Joe the plumber, and a whole list of those responsible for her failed dumpster fire campaign. And let's not forget Breitbart, Fox News, talk radio, me, fake news, the alt-right news, Facebook, WikiLeaks, people on her team, people on the other team, plenty of blame to go around from the biggest upset loser in American political history. Talk about unprecedented. Now, there's a place that word would work. Twice, being the clear runaway favorite to win the presidency, twice failing to neophyte competition. Now that, my friends, is unprecedented. Now I wonder why kids these days just can't take responsibility for themselves. And then I realize that it takes a village or even a small city of people now to take all the blame that Hillary's passing around for losing. And then I realize what kind of example are we really setting for all of these kids to watch, which is why you and I have to do better each day, because we are better than that. 25 after, it's a Wednesday. So excited to have you here. Quick break. Remember, if you want to send a comment, stevegruber.com or the Steve Gruber Show on Facebook, or follow me on Twitter. It's all good. We'll be right back.